Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the stars of our show are two Los Angeles Rams icons. We're talking about the quarterback that took them to Super Bowl 79, Mr. Vince Ferragamo, right over here. Vince, how you doing this week, huh?
Not bad, Michael. Just recovering from Super Bowl 59.
Yes, you are.
You should be recovering,
my friend.
Moving along with my intro, the offensive lineman, better known as the Energizer Battery Bunny. Don't ever call him a tackle. He gets fighting mad about that. He is a Hall of Famer, four-time NFC offensive lineman, seven-time Pro Bowler. He won as Bowling for Dollars with Chick Hearn also. I wanted them to. Jackie Slater, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Michael.
Now, before we get to the show today, let's start with you, Jackie, because you have made a discovery. Before the show today, we have a little luncheon get-together. You have been talking all day about the greatest burrito you have ever had.
It was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. I went there, and first of all, it was before lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. And people,
was packed. And the place was packed.
Yes.
And a lot of older guys that were sitting in there eating. I'm thinking, man, what do we?
I'll take a burrito.
So I go and I just order something simple like a dry beef burrito.
Dry.
Yeah, Vince dry. Ordered a wet.
What's the difference? What's the difference between the wet and the dry?
They put the sauce over
too
the
much
wet
juice.
Over the burrito.
Too much juice. I don't like too much juice on my steak burritos. And so I'm sitting there and I'm eating this and I'm thinking, this is the best burrito I ever had in my life.
You have said that over and over again.
I mean,
shouting it to
everything.
I mean, the door.
It had fresh avocado in it. It had warm beef chunks in
chunks
it.
Chunks of beef.
Cheese.
Carne asada.
Harmony cheese.
And then they gave you these sauces to pour right over it, different flavors.
Look at them there in the camera and tell them it's the best burrito you've ever had.
What's the name of the place? You remember?
Yeah, could you tell us the name of it?
Las Fuentes.
Chatsworth, California.
It is the best burrito that I have ever.
And Las Fuentes, if you don't advertise on this podcast, you are missing out. Look at the
minute. I've
never heard of
it. I'm going back over there.
Boy, he's hit the table
before. I'm going back over there, whether they advertise or not. I'm going back over there.
The secret is the Harmony cheese on that burrito. All right, we got lots to talk about. We didn't get a chance to really recap the Super Bowl. We're going to do that. Talk about some trades, possible things coming up. Talk about maybe some hockey. We're thinking of having four different teams go against each other and keeping the fights out. We'll see how long that lasts. And we might even overhaul the Pro Bowl game. So stay with us here. It's On Point Live. Email us onpointlive@crntalk.com. onpointlive@crntalk.com. Give us your email address. You might win yourself a prize pack. We'll be back. And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Touchdown! Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. We're back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. All right, gentlemen, we had a lot to talk about last week. We had guests. We talked about the NFL Hall of Fame. A lot of good things that you cover here on this podcast and radio show On Point Live. By the way, check out the podcast on the YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Our website, onpointlive.net. And you can follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. Now, here's the thing. Send us your email address because we were brought to you by Harmony Cheese, some of the greatest cheese in the country. As a matter of fact, Jackie Slater's favorite cheese, am I right?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite?
Abergele.
Abergele. Vince, you like smoked the cheese
Gouda.
Too.
Oh, yeah. The smoked Gouda is wrong on
But they're really known for their cheddar. Even cheddar. Their Merlot
it
cheddar.
Is. It's mean, really good.
I like that Merlot. Really. They put the Merlot taste in there. Speaking of Merlot, you have a winery, Ferragamo Wines, right?
Ferragamo Vineyards, yeah. You make that
and
super
gotta
Tuscan.
And you got to get Caruso J.
No. This is a blend.
That's my favorite.
Sangiovese Cabernet. It's just a super Tuscan blend. We're going to put a bottle of that in with the Harmony Cheese prize pack and give it away to another winner here. We should announce some of our winners here because they've been escaping us. So here's how you win. You send us an email with your name and address so we can go ahead and get this out to you and your email address. And you send it to us at our email onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com, and that'll do it for you. Now, let's get into a little recap. First, for some of us that didn't really pay attention to the game, what was the score?
Oh, gosh. The blowout. A blowout.
It was a blowout, right?
40-22, but it was worse than that score.
It was, because there wasn't much scoring by the Kansas City Chiefs until the very end.
I mean, Jackie and I both, we looked at the game together, and I was in amazement. Basically, because there was so much at stake for the Kansas City Chiefs to win three in a row, three consecutive, never been done in the history of the game, never will be done. And now looking back, what a missed opportunity for a lot of those guys and coaches, because never in their lifetime will they have another shot at that. And that's breaking history. What could have been the best team. Eight other teams in the NFL history, Jackie, have gone back-to-back Super Bowl winners. I mean,
nobody's
and
ever
now
gone.
When you look back at the history of the game, probably the greatest of all time, Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, they were phenomenal. The Green Bay Packers, the Dallas Cowboys.
No three-peats there. No
the
three-peats.
New England Patriots.
No three-peats.
You know, Miami Dolphins.
No three-peats.
No, no three-peats.
Here's 49ers. The thing. You mentioned that, and Denver. Most people, including Vince, you and I, picked Kansas City, thinking this is you're going to three-peat. And it was only one of us here. Was it you, Jackie?
Yeah,
Jackie picked Philadelphia. So let me ask you this question, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the Philadelphia Eagles and you keep hearing this BS about three-peats and it's never been done and we're going to do it, Are you, as a teammate of the Eagles, going to let that happen?
I'm going to be very, very focused. I'm going to be very determined. I'm going to know my job and do my job as well as at any other time that I've done it, because I do not want to be on the receiving end of a three-peat.
Especially when you lost a couple of years ago in the Super Bowl and
you're
the quarterback and you saved the celebration so you can look at it every day and say, this has got to be us. I mean, that team was focused, but you got to have a good coaching staff.
You got to have a good coaching staff. And you know what? I shall not let this moment pass without looking at you and Vince and just reminding you both that you had the unmitigated gall to say.
Wait, where did this come from?
you had the unmitigated gall to say that Kansas City was going to beat Philadelphia.
No, I changed
both
my
of
mind.
You said that.
I changed my mind
both
after the show.
Both of you know you did.
After the show was over, Guru Corey and I decided, I really do, we want to pick Kansas City. Right, Corey? Am I right about that? We decided that maybe we should go to Philadelphia, didn't we?
I did. I don't know about you.
I don't remember. Corey.
What are you guys all throwing me under the bus?
We all got misled. Okay, we're a little misled. You know, we just thought that Kansas City had that secret sauce, Jack,
and they could pull off
whatever
six
they needed
sacks.
To do.
Come on, they had Andy Reid.
How many pressures?
Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. They had them all on the team, ready to go.
Patrick Mahomes had never been sacked that many times. Had never been under that. He was like a chicken with his head cut off. Yeah. You know, you've seen a chicken with his head cut off.
You are brutal today.
you tear the head off. He don't die. He just started running around.
Speak up for the quarterbacks here, Vince. Come on.
Jackie's always talking about the physicality.
Take it easy, Jack.
The physicality of this game is really vital, as we saw in this game. But it was so frustrating and disappointing and just really a bad game to watch. And thinking that, you know, Andy Reid and his staff could come up with the plays and the design and the scenarios. They didn't have enough alignment of different options to combat the strength of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Because they believe that PR.
Mike, they didn't have to blitz once. They sacked him six times. I saw Patrick Mahomes in duress most of the game. You think that they would have had a plan. And when you have to protect the quarterback, which is the most important key for any offense, there's three things you do. You screen, you draw, and you run the football. That's what takes the lifeblood out of a pass rush, okay? They tried a quick screen, a bubble screen, the first play, the first series of the game got blown up. They tried to run the ball, no gain. They tried a drop back pass, got sacked. There was doing nothing. There was no personnel groupings. There was not six-man line, seven-man line. If we can't run with five, let's go with six or seven big guys up there. Where is the alternate plan of attack? It was not there.
This is the thing that I love about my friend Vince Ferragamo, former quarterback, leader of a football team, took us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 79.
He's always looking at strategically what coulda, shoulda, have been done.
Well,
I mean, we had this conversation on the way up. Andy Reid, I told you guys, both of you, that I was hard-pressed to pick against him.
Exactly.
Andy Reid is a very, very good coach.
Excellent coach.
But Vince was making some suggestions that only lent themselves to having success in certain situations. Like Vince was calling for six offensive linemen, and most of the time you use six, seven offensive linemen, it's in short yards and goal line situations. You don't dare do that in the middle of the field because now you're taking away one of the weapons. So he and I were in total disagreement right there that they put an extra blocker in there instead of chipping with Kelce. The bottom line is this. They had the best four pass rushers on that day on Philadelphia's front.
Right, Philadelphia.
All of them had sack. Their best defensive lineman didn't have a sack. He had several pressure, but he didn't have a sack. Not only that, but they did all of their damage to Patrick Mahomes, getting them all blown out of kilter and everything with four guys. The rest of the guys were deployed in coverage against Kelce and the receivers. I mean, there was no way that they had a snowball's chance of winning that football game after I saw what they were doing.
They intimidated Patrick Mahomes, but when the ball was first snapped, Patrick was starting to fall over. I mean, just right there, he was ready for to get knocked down. He could not scramble, he could not move, he couldn't get out of his own way. They had the game, they had his head, they got him.
They had a mission, Mike.
23 yards, was it?
Yeah, they had 23 yards in the first half, 3 yards rushing in the first half.
In the first half.
It was perhaps Patrick's probably worst game he's ever played on the biggest stage. But the problem was that their game plan to dash, to get away from the pocket, to use the tight end to block, Kelce got blown up. The guy ran right by him like he was standing still. They had a plan, but the plan wasn't effective. Okay, on the dash play, the receiver didn't get open. It was intercepted for a touchdown. Never happened before. He was intercepted twice in that game. A lot of it had to do with the way the defense of Vic Fangio's what he designed on defense. I mean, it was very effective, and it was the preparation was there. Like Jackie said, there was more incentive. There was more at stake, more motivation from the Philadelphia Eagles I saw in this game than I saw from the Kansas City Chiefs.
They were prepared, and you got to give credit here to Jalen Hurts, the Eagles sure. quarterback. Oh. I mean, he threw for 200 plus yards, yes. rushed for 70 plus yards, threw multiple touchdowns, rushed for a touchdown, completed 75% of his passes, averaged 10 plus yards per pass attempt, and he
10
won the
yards
game.
Per pass per attempt.
Think about that.
Thank you
okay.
for the
my gosh, if he
Guru.
Throws 20 times, that's 200 yards. Every time he tries to throw the ball, they get a first down. It was unbelievable, Jack. Jalen Hurts. They stopped Saquon Barkley. They could not stop Jalen Hurts. Yeah. That's why they won the game.
This was the plan. The plan was to not let Saquon Barkley beat them. That's it. They were going to roll the dice.
They forgot about Jalen Hurts.
They rolled the dice with this guy, and they gambled, and it came up short.
All right, let's take a break, get a breath of fresh air here, because otherwise Jackie's going to keep talking about the Eagles.
Oh, my goodness.
Eagles that. What are your thoughts? Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Give it to Jackie. Give it to Vince. Give it to me, onpoint@crntalk.com. And don't forget, send us your email and your address so you can win a Harmony Cheese package along with some Vince Ferragamo wine. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com. On Point Live. We'll be back right after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Rams, a dream team here, right, on talking to you every week at this time. And we're sort of recapping. Well, we are, not sort of. We are recapping the Super Bowl because we get time to really hit some of this stuff. And we should add a few seconds here, a couple of minutes, about the coaching staff of the Eagles. Nick Sirianni did a great job getting his team set to go up against the Kansas City.
The marvelous job that he did. And you saw the excitement that he alluded on the field when they had the chance. And just an impression that you got from Saquon Barkley and everybody when they finally realized they won the game. This is like everything coming into reality. All of our hard work put together. Vic Fangio did a marvelous job.
He did. He really
Kellen
did.
Moore on offense. I mean, the two acquisitions that they had. And I think, Jackie, so much of this has to do to go back to Howie Roseman and what he's done in his scouting department and how he brings this team together. Do you know, we were looking at these lists, that 90% of his first and second round picks have become starters in the league.
Unbelievable.
That's like second highest in the NFL.
And I mean, you look at Howie.
That's how good they are.
When you look at Howie, you don't see a guy that you say, well, he's very familiar with the game. You can just look at him and tell he played the game.
Yeah.
What is the guy? Looks like he weighs about 150 pounds or something like that. But what he has a unique eye for is talent. And more specifically, Vince, is talent, disruptive talent that plays certain positions. Like he'd bring in a defensive lineman that can rush the passer and can two-gap a big guard and hold his position at the line of scrimmage. He'd bring in edge rushers that can get beat all kinds of talent. I mean, if you look at the personnel that this guy has acquired, they are unique, special, and they don't want to leave. They don't want them to leave Philadelphia. They want to keep them as long as they possibly can, as long as the cap allows them to do that.
Yeah, he let Hargrave go to the 49ers, and he filled that spot immediately with his second-round, first-round pick.
He certainly did.
From Georgia. So, I mean, that was a force there. So he understands. He brought in Sweat defense. He brought in a linebacker who became all-pro this year.
Sweat had 2.5 sacks.
Yeah, in this Super Bowl game. Mm-hmm. Then DeJean. How about DeJean, who did great job as a rookie? I was a little suspect because of the youth of their team. They had two first-round picks or high draft picks starting on defense for the Eagles, and I thought that might be a mistake. These guys showed up.
Yeah.
DeJean had a pick six in this game.
He certainly did. He was in the right spot at the right time. He didn't overplay it. He stayed right there at the hash fence, and that ball came right straight to him. It was like he wasn't – it was like the quarterback didn't even see him.
Yeah, it was a marvelous game plan on defense.
You guys played football a lot with the Rams. You had coaching changes. How much of a difference does it make from season one where you lose your coach and all of a sudden a new coach is there, maybe some new setups, learning new plays, learning in football? It's very important that you know what's going on, and I think that's a tough thing to go ahead and come in there, lose coordinators, and have to replace them and come up with a game plan.
The secret sauce of this thing, Mike, I think, is when the coordinator or coach comes in, he knows his personnel, he knows the limitations, he knows the strengths of his team, and he develops a system that puts you in the best position to be successful.
Absolutely.
And so those are the great coaches. And what we saw, the replacements for, as you said, the two prior coaches, John Gannon and Shane Steichen, the replacements didn't fit.
That first year,
fit. But this year, when Vic Fangio came in and when Kellen Moore, they made the best offense and best defense based on what they had as personnel, and they knew exactly what to do.
That's
and
right.
I give them loads of credit because this is a team that was started out 2-2 and they win the Super Bowl.
What difference does it make, or how much of a difference does it make when you score first in a big game like the Super Bowl and then a second time and all of a sudden you got a little momentum going and the other team's got to start to scramble a little bit to come back? That's a big thing, too, to go ahead and start the attack first.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And it, you know, for the guys that need to be on the field consistently to be successful, like an offensive line, what you do not want to have happen is for your offensive line to be sitting on the bench for extended period of times, because you got to get up and you got to get loose all over again. Even though you warmed up before the game, you got to start that process all over, and you got to go out there and deal with a guy, particularly on rundowns, who's fresh and is playing his best football when he's fresh. So the longer you stay on the field as an offense, particularly an offensive line, then the better you are. Now, one of the things that I noticed in this game was that, and everybody will say, hey, well, they shut down Saquon Barkley. Yeah, they shut down Saquon Barkley. Yeah. But they didn't stop running the football. No. They kept inserting him into the line of scrimmage behind these big, gigantic offensive linemen. And what did that do? It taxed their secondary. It made them have to come up and get physical with him. And I saw him run over a couple of guys, you know, on a 5 and 6 yard gain here and there. But what happened is those guys, they don't want to do that. What they want to do is cover. And then when the situation came up for them to have to cover, boom. He made the plays with his arm, big passes down the middle. Both his receivers had big touchdown passes. And Jalen, you know, when he looked and saw that they were getting back in coverage, then he took off. Yeah. He had the record from a couple of years ago of 70 yards rushing by a quarterback. That was the record for Super Bowls. He broke that record with 72 yards, in addition to all the passing everything else he did.
And I know quarterbacking a little bit, I think. But
I think you know it a lot there.
Yeah, he's the complete quarterback,
yeah.
Okay, Jackie, because he could take the tush-push on a fourth and one or third and one, and right. His strength in his legs, he can power. Now, he does get the push from behind, but he can make the first down. He's smart. He's got a great humility attitude about himself. He's a good leader. He's calm in situations that people respond
unbelievably
to.
Unbelievably calm.
Very, very clever.
Unbelievably calm.
And smart and knows how to attack. If this is not there, okay, I'm going to sit back. And he'll sit back in the pocket, and he'll find his open receiver. If that's not open, he'll take it and he'll move. He's not flashy. But he's effective, and he's a good quarterback, and he's a winner.
So both of you, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, how do you keep that now in the new season coming up next year? Because we saw it with Kansas City. We believed they were going to three-peat. We thought they had, and they had an incredible coach and coaching staff and quarterback and everything. But Philadelphia was ready for them. They knew they were going to be targeting on Saquon Barkley's run, so they had some other plays ready to go. Now we see what Philadelphia is all about. How do they keep things fresh so they can keep mixing it up and winning?
Well, in my opinion, it starts with that offensive line. Everybody's going to say, well, Jackie's always talking about the offensive line because that's what he plays.
Line,
hey, man, but this guy's averaged 348 pounds on an average all the way across the front. They're all young guys. I think Lane Johnson, the right tackle, is the oldest guy. They're all young guys, and they all take a lot of pride in using their massive bodies to get into those pass rushes and push them off the line of scrimmage. This is the heartbeat of any good football team. You put Jalen Hurst back there, Saquon Barkley back there, those wide receivers that they have out there. Now you've got a dynamic a team that can replenish themselves and keep winning football games year after year after year. I'm going to be looking to see just how long how he's going to keep this group together. And I want to see just how many Super Bowls they're going to be contending in for the next 5 years or so.
And the formula for success is the foundation, as Jackie's mentioned, and it's true for any team, is the offense and defensive line. That's your foundation. When you're building a property, you want to have a solid foundation when you start to build, so that way it'll last. It'll keep going. So in football, it's the same way. And I think that what they're going to look is add to some of this, but you know, they've got A.J. Brown. They got their playmakers. They have Devontae Smith, who made great plays. Okay, they have a tight end. They've got the running back now. They believe in it. So now I just see them continue this same system, keep moving it forward, and stay with the same confident feeling that you got. You're the best in football right now. You're the best defense last year. You know, we said, hey, how do you stop this team? Well, you guys try to stop Saquon Barkley. And they did, but they didn't have an answer for Jalen Hurts.
One other thing, and I don't want to minimize and have this minimized in any way. There is something very, very unique when you have a football team that will look to its management, the people that are acquiring talent, getting rid of talent, and look at that person knowing they're going to do the right thing.
All right.
This is what they have in Howie Rosen right now, all of the players of Philadelphia.
He signs the top picks there at rounds one and two, and they stay with the team. Let's look ahead now. Let's look to the losing team here, Kansas City. What do they do? All of a sudden, you've been on Ram teams where they dismantled somebody and come back and with a whole new team the next year. Do you do that or do you keep your guys going? Here's Travis Kelce saying, oh, I don't know if I'm going to come back or not. I think he should keep that to himself and let the team kind of figure out what's going on. What are your guys' thoughts as players?
Well, the Chiefs are a wonderful franchise. I mean, it stops from top and it works all the way down. And they've got everything lined up. They need more personnel. And they were able to win a lot of games this year by one score or less. Okay, that was a result of their experience, their playmakers. Okay, but they have to add to this game. They got to get another receiver. They got to get some offensive linemen.
Especially a left tackle.
Yeah, they've got to improve. They have some improvement to do. They have what it takes, but in order to move again back into that position, because you know the AFC West is getting tough. Denver's there.
Yep.
I mean, the Chargers are getting better.
Yeah.
You know, they have the Raiders are going to improve. So if they don't improve, they can find themselves in the cellar. So how things can change in 1 year, but I don't see that happening for the Chiefs. I think they're going to come back.
And my friend Jackie, you would say that's good management to make that happen, right? Get that.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah, the management of this organization in Kansas City has been consistent. Otherwise, we would not see them have as many victories as they have with the same quarterback. They've been very successful for a reason.
Brought to you by Harmony Cheese. Go to their website, harmonycheese.com. That's harmonycheese.com. Check out all the great cheese products they have. Lots of things coming up. You know, we had Valentine's Day. We're moving ahead and going to St. Patrick's Day. That's some special green cheese for you. I don't know. It's probably going to be there. And we have wine from Vince Ferragamo. Win some of these fine things. Go to our website. Email us. Send us your email address and your name and address to onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. It's On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Be right back.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or kohls.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back. On Point Live, brought to you by Harmony Cheese. Go to their website, harmonycheese.com. It is delicious. It's wonderful. It's from the breadbasket of our country. Great Wisconsin cheese. You know, California fights Wisconsin. Wisconsin's the winner all the time on the best cheese. The man who knows that, the star of our show, along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Jackie?
Absolutely.
You've had a lot of cheese in your life, haven't you?
I've had a lot of cheese in my life. I've eaten a lot of different flavors.
You've been known as the big cheese, I understand.
I've been called the big cheese on more than one occasion. But this is clearly it's in a class by itself.
And he knows how to say Abergele. That's his favorite cheese.
Abergele is my favorite.
Are you running low on your supply?
I like the smoked Gouda. It's about time.
He ran out of the Abergele, everybody, so he's onto the smoked Gouda.
The smoked Gouda.
Vince now is in the cheddar, and I kind of like the Merlot blend. There's swirls of Merlot in it. Vince, of course, winemaker. You've got the Ferragamo wines, right?
Oh, sure, Mike.
You've got that Carissa J, which
we're just getting ready to blend our 2022.
Come on.
So, yeah, it's been in barrel.
Can we come and taste? Would you like to? I'd like to go to this place and taste.
I'm going to taste it anyway. Whenever it comes out, is going to say, "Hey, Jackie, you got to try this," and I'm going to try it.
Sometimes
pieces of cheese and then taste it with the wine.
We don't usually do that when we drink wine.
I do
because it would be great, but because wine and cheese are a great pairing. Correct.
Yes, absolutely.
But I think that
and you can get some fig preserves to go along with that too.
You can do a lot of different
things.
Look at
this guy. It's a regular charcuterie board.
What do you think?
It's a charcuterie board.
Why do you think I haven't lost?
How about some prosciutto? How about some prosciutto?
Oh yeah.
Throwing in the Italian blend.
Get your charcuterie board.
Yeah, we get it going.
So I'm telling you, you're going to miss out if you don't get some Harmony Cheese. Check their website out, harmonycheese.com. And by the way, the draft is coming up in Green Bay. These guys may be going there to check it all out along with yours truly. So we will keep you posted on that. In the meantime, order up some cheese, see what it's all about. And our producer, Corey Marino, is going to be selecting a winning name this week. And we've been doing this each and every week, telling you to go ahead and send in your name. Email us at onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll select that name. We'll have it announced next week on the show, and you have won yourself a Harmony cheese pack
and a 2020 Super Tuscan.
Yeah, you like that 2020.
I really do because of that little Merlot blend that we did. We used 15 gallons to blend, Jackie, just to give it a little bit of more of a authentic, real solid base to it. So it was really good, and we really like it. I think it goes great with food, especially the cheeses.
Yeah, so good stuff. Now let's move from football, if we can, to another contact sport, hockey. And there was this great playoff game, Four Nations playoff. We had the great team of the United States, the great team of Canada, the great team of Finland, the great team of Sweden. Now, we in the United States have not offered to buy either Sweden or Finland, but I believe an offer was on the table for us to purchase Canada. I don't know how that works because politics is beyond us here on Point Live, but I mean, who wouldn't want to go across the border there and, say hi to our friends and the Canucks and everything and say it's a boot time? So the game starts, and before they even start to really do a face-off, all of a sudden the U.S. and Canada go berserk, and I think a couple of brothers were involved in this.
Matthew and Brady, both, Kachuk brothers.
Kachuk boys.
Went right
easy
after.
Remember, Kachuk.
I mean, it wasn't within
game,
3 seconds
game,
of the game,
Jackie.
Had they
even dropped the puck?
No, it just dropped, boom, and they took their gloves off and they went after it. And it was,
animosity.
It was an attempt. It was an attempt to set the stage right now. Hey, we mean business. We're going to go out there and win this game, and we're not going to – if you're timid, you're not going to play in this game. So – and it was a great game. It was fun to watch.
They beat Canada.
Okay, first time in a long time.
First they beat each other up, then the United States beat Canada.
That's right. Yeah. And then, of course, then they played again. And they'll play again for the championship here in a couple days. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Now, we go behind the scenes a little bit on this. And Jackie Slater brought this to me before the show. And he mentioned before they dropped the puck, apparently – They did not drop the puck. It was a package of Harmony cheese. And the Canadians in the United States went nuts for it. Am I right?
They did.
It was, if you look carefully at the video,
they were
passing it.
USA.
I love it. I mean, how come? You don't need any more motivation than that.
No. Okay. Plus, they booed the national anthem, I believe, the people in the crowd.
They're fans.
Appreciate
what they want.
That.
So.
But that could save their all-star game, because you guys have been talking about making changes to the Pro Bowl.
My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, boy, it's a sore point.
It's just not the same game as when Jackie played in it. You know, it's just.
Since help him out a little bit here.
It's a whole lot different. You know, Jackie, I have my own opinion. Okay, you know what you should do. You were always one to go out and compete. Didn't matter. We all did that. But today's game, I think the money factor has entered into this thing.
And
it's, what do they make today compared to what they made years ago? But I think, why do they make so much money? It's. You, the spectators, it's the fans that go watch the game. If you don't watch the game on TV, they wouldn't have these TV contracts with the revenue they have to pay $50 million, okay? I think the Pro Bowl should make an effort to go face-to-face and make a fan fest with the fans. Go out, make a personal appearance, sign autographs, because when you get a chance to get with your heroes and guys that you really like watching play, you never get to meet them personally. Go out, get around them, have a chance for the fans to come and meet them, take a picture, sign autographs, play a little pickup basketball game, do something. It'd be kind of fun, and I think that's what we owe the fans at this point.
The problem that I see, Vince, with what you're saying is, you know, a lot of players go to these games, at least when we did. We went to these games with our families, and we had sessions where we met with the fans and signed autographs and were around them. Security was really, really heavy on those days. The rest of the times, security wasn't that heavy because we were practicing football. We were installing new plays, new defenses and everything, getting ready to compete. Also, there was a brand-new shiny truck sitting there that the MVP of the game was possibly going to earn, playing at a certain level. I don't think that our game of football can be played throwing softballs around and jumping into bean bags and pulling ropes and all of this stuff. That has nothing to do with the game of football that the fans appreciate. They want to see the game being played. Now, I understand fully why we don't see a real football game at the Pro Bowl, which is what I believe the fans want to see. We don't see that because the salaries are so high, and the players go there, and they do like they did 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they just like look like they're waltzing. They're just dancing. The defense, Howie Long, Mark Gastineau, those guys were trying to get a couple of sacks so they could get the MVP award and leave their driving truck.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to
bring that back.
If you're making $25 million a year, why bust your hump to try to win a truck or anything else? That is not football.
Bring back a regular game. I'm sorry. I know you could get injured in it, but that's what we want to see a football game.
That's right.
That's what we want to see in baseball. We want to see somebody slide into home plate.
You won't get it, Mike. You're not going to get it because it's at the end of the season. There's no incentive
there.
I think that it doesn't matter. They can go buy 20. Quarterbacks buy trucks for their offensive linemen. I mean, you know, they need one more truck.
Maybe get a Maybach for these
trucks. Why don't they go and, like, coach, you know, get the young kids and play basketball with them. Or if they want to show football, why don't they go on the field? So, okay, this is how you throw the ball. This is how you catch the ball. You know, this interaction. And they can also do fundraising at this level.
I don't think that's going to work.
It makes more sense to me.
There's another thing about the Pro Bowl, too, that I don't want to overlook. And this was very prevalent during the times that I played, over the couple of decades I played. You know, I might not get to play against Howie Long that season. We might not play the AFC West. I might not play Mark Gastineau that season. We don't play the AFC East. And then all of a sudden, I walk up to the line of scrimmage in a Pro Bowl, and there he is. I can look in his face and look in his eyes until he's thinking, okay, now I finally get to work against Big Jackie.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, now I got to keep this dude out. And that's what the fans want to see, man. Football is a competitive game, Vince. And I don't think you pussyfoot around with it. I don't like it. I know why they're doing it. but I don't like it
at
all.
What do you think? Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Let's get your opinions in. We've got some down. Corey, we're going to hold these for next week, has some opinions about changing the game.
So I say Fan Fest. Jackie says real live game.
I say real live game.
Let's see what the fans say.
You got to remember, I left the Pro Bowl with my wrist broken one time.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, yeah. The guy got hurt. He got critically hurt playing, jumping up in the sand.
Absolutely.
Coming down for a football. Playing catch.
Did you get the truck?
No offensive lineman has ever won the MVP award at a Pro Bowl.
Just a pat on the back. Nice job.
Now, let's take a look here. We got to leave a little bit of time left in the show. Yeah. This show has been going, there's so much we talked about wanting to include here. What about these rumors of the Rams? Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly, has got a podcast. She's spouting stuff about the Rams. Are they going to sign Matthew Stafford? Is Cooper Kupp gone? What are your thoughts starting here with Mr. Quarterback Vince Ferragamo? Well,
first of all, I think we all agree that Matthew Stafford should remain with the Rams. I mean, he's their best chance for them to be successful, okay? He wants to be renegotiate his contract. Well, the Rams have already caved in with Aaron Donald, so they're really known to do that. So I don't blame him for trying to go get more money. He's already the second highest paid lifetime quarterback in the NFL. So I don't think money has got to be – I mean, if you want to play a couple more years, you want to play to go back to the Super Bowl. And they have to keep their team pretty much intact. But if they're going to start trading guys like Cooper Kupp off, they're building their offense, if they let one of these – offensive linemen that have come up and shown they really deserve to be in the NFL and they let them go to another team, then maybe you say, hey, this is not my team.
Jackie,
I mean, I gotta build a team to win football games.
Jackie Slater.
You know, when I look at Howie Rosen and the work that he has done in Philadelphia, I am just amazed that that kind of consistency, that kind of just awareness of what your team needs, it really exists. Mm-hmm. And for a good long time, I think I'm seeing that with the Rams. But what I don't understand and what I do have a problem with is you take a guy who was the first overall pick in the draft, who's now paying big-time dividends, and I don't know how many years younger than Matthew Stafford, and you traded him away so you can get Matthew Stafford. And did Matthew Stafford pay off for you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And is he still paying off?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in my opinion, Matthew Stafford should be compensated whatever it is that he wants. Because there are very few quarterbacks, and I watched them, there are very few quarterbacks in the National Football League right now that can throw the ball, lead a football team, is on the same page with his coach like Matthew Stafford.
And my apologies.
I feel like if you get rid of Matthew Stafford, you're forfeiting much opportunity to repeat some of the success you had.
My apologies to Detroit, but has Jared Goff won a, as Jackie would say, Super Bowl? Absolutely not.
No, he hasn't. He's been to one, but there's a difference. There's a difference between being there and winning it. There's no doubt about it.
So, I think that's one of the reasons why they went for Matt Stafford in the beginning. But all the things that he can do, I think his biggest asset is his toughness, because he's played through pain. He's played through injury before. He's been on a tough team that has, and he keeps ticking.
And he handles his lovely wife with that podcast of hers, Kelly. She's been making.
We don't even talk about Cooper.
I think there could be a problem with the ownership. Stan Kroenke maybe have bought the wrong team. He's got the Hilt, Janata Wine, and Screaming Eagle. Shouldn't he have bought the Eagles? You know, he bought the Rams. We got a problem there.
Well, maybe he wants to buy
Stan Kroenke basically bought the team that he wanted.
Yeah, that's true.
And listen,
thank you, Stan.
If he ever wanted something, that's probably would have bought that too. I think he's an excellent leader from the top down. He lets people do their job.
15 seconds.
Unfortunately, everybody's not doing their job.
No, I agree. I agree completely. I think, you know, the Rams are the place that you want to be, and it's the franchise in Los Angeles. And let's see. We got to get back to the Super Bowl. Got to start by keeping the quarterback.
What about Cooper Kupp? We'll finish it off in the next segment here. On Point Live. Check us out at our website, onpointlive.net. We'll be back. Go and email us at onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Back for our final segment. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. The show is On Point Live. 2 minutes on point. Each get 1 minute. Cooper Kupp, should he leave the Rams? Should he stay? Should he go? What's the deal, Jackie Slater?
Well, I think the mere fact that Cooper Kupp has come out and said that the Rams had told him that they intend to trade him says that their plans are to go on forward without Cooper Kupp. Do I agree with that personally? No, I don't. I happen to believe that Cooper Kupp is one of the best football players that we have seen in the National Football League over a number of years now. And I don't want him going someplace else. That's me.
All right, that's Jackie Slater, 41 seconds. Back now to Vince Ferragamo.
Well, the Rams have made an effort to put him out on the trading block, and they've talked to teams like Pittsburgh who give a third-round draft pick. They've talked to Denver Broncos who would give a fourth-round pick. The Commanders, another fourth-round pick. You know, this guy is better than a third or fourth-round pick. He's as good as any first-round pick. So I don't know why they want to trade him. Maybe it's because his durability hasn't played in as many games as he should in the past couple years, but he still is one of the prominent receivers in the NFL. And to lose a guy like that, to lose that connection between Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp is a mistake. But, you know, I don't know what plan they would have to replace him. Because if you lose a player like that, who are you going to get to replace him? There's not one player out there.
And it's the player. I'm telling you, you got to look at the player. Sometimes they throw money at some guys that are out dancing around every night or whatever. This guy is all football. Like Freddie Freeman is the Dodgers, Mookie Betts.
Absolutely.
You pay those guys money because they are franchise players.
Absolutely.
Is Cooper Kupp a franchise player?
In my opinion, yes.
And he's always focused. He's always focused, and he comes to play every time he steps on the field, Michael. So
that's pay the money.
Listen, Vince and I went to training camp a year ago, and we were watching him in training camp.
That's awesome.
And He never lost a second of focus as to what was going on.
Never.
He was either coaching and talking to someone.
Come on.
Intuitive.
Come on.
Intuitive.
Am I right, Vince?
Yes.
You were right. Come on, absolutely. Jackie. Finish it off.
He was absolutely focused, Vince, man.
He's going to be
the kind of guys you want on your team.
He's going to catch a couple more touchdowns. That's
all right,
it.
We're almost out of time. HarmonyCheese.com. Don't forget to go to that website. Get your email in to us. Give us your name and address to win a Harmony Cheese pack and some Vince Ferragamo wine. OnPoint@CRNTalk.com. OnPoint@CRNTalk.com. Website On Point Live. YouTube channel On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Subscribe to it. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, we're on Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Byline CRN Talk. See you then. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. See you guys.
Bye, guys.